Welcome back to The Morning Skate here on 90.7 The Capstone. Seth Juniak joined by Eric Evenson, Kendall Grayson, and Taylor Guzzi. And we're past the hour. You know, we've gone through an hour of hockey talk, and we've got an hour more. Isn't that it's just exciting, guys? I'm so excited. And we haven't even gotten to some of the cool stuff, you know, with the Olympics coming up. But we started the NHL dissection here. We'll go to the Western Conference this time, and you know, there's a lot to love about the Western Conference. It is the better conference, actually, if I had to, you know, be so biased, right? But, you know, you look at the stats, you look at the numbers, the Western Conference has been really the better of the two conferences. So we're going to continue our dissection, this time with the Central Division. A lot to like about the Central Division. There's a worst-to-first story in here. You always love that in sports. And so we'll start with you, Taylor, because I know that this next one's unanimous, and it's your team. So just tell us the team that's impressing the Central.
Yeah, we've heard the favorite teams from the other three of you guys, but my favorite team is the Colorado Avalanche, and they are absolutely impressed everyone. They went from picking first in the draft, finishing last in the Western Conference, and now they're sitting third in that Central Division, but they're only 4 points back of St. Louis, 5 points back of Chicago with games in hand. Colorado's offense has really clicked. They were waiting for these young guys to come together, and Colorado's definitely going to make a push in the playoffs.
Yeah, I also have Colorado. Like I said, there's just that offense of scores and bunches. McKinnon, I think, is a lock for the Calder at this point. And Varlamov, he's been playing good, but not necessarily stellar, but he's been playing good enough. And all you need to do is make more stops than the other team. And he's done that. How about you, Eric?
Yeah, you mentioned Varlamov. He just got a new extension. Been playing really well this year. We'll see how he plays for Russia in the Olympics. But from day one, Patrick Waugh infused energy and grit in that team that they just didn't have, and it's really showed. They have lots of skill in Matt Duchene, Nathan MacKinnon, Gabriel Landeskog, Ryan O'Reilly, and Paul Stastny. Just great players, and Patrick Waugh has really just taken this team over the mountain.
Is it unanimous, Kendall?
Absolutely. It's Colorado, the team that's impressed me in the Central Division. I'd like to take a little bit off of what Eric just said. Patrick Waugh not only is, you know, changes in the NHL can be made with a coach, but when you find the right coach, it can make all the difference. For whatever reason, Patrick Waugh seems to win, whether he's in goal or he's behind the bench, and one of the best goaltenders, of course, in the history of hockey. And they've really brought enthusiasm into Colorado this year. That's something that's very good to see. Of course, he was in that great goaltending duo with David Abisher a while ago, and he is a guy that I think is one of the better coaches in the league. For him to be able to do what he's done with Colorado this year, but I think, you know, Patrick Waugh can have any opportunity he wants. Now he's going to love being in Colorado, but I think he's one of the names that will come up when coaching vacancies come. Now, I don't know if he'll go anywhere, but for Patrick Waugh, what a job he's done, and it's just been really impressive to watch.
Yeah, Patrick Waugh really is the spark plug, as you guys were just saying. You can't really understate it. They found their guy. I'll admit that I was a little hesitant to embrace their streak in the beginning. I'm thinking they're going to regress sometime soon. Those teams always regress, but you know it hasn't happened. So you know the talent, it's all there. Now they're gearing up for the playoffs. Now we'll kind of flip it over. So give me a disappointment. We'll start with you, Eric.
For me, it's the Winnipeg Jets. They have lots of skill on that team. They have Zach Bogosian, Dustin Byfuglien, Evander Kane, Brian Little, Devin Setoguchi, Blake Wheeler, who made the USA team. And Andre Pavlik is a good goalie. I just don't know what the problem is. Even when they were in Atlanta, all they had skill. They just can't put it together. They can't win.
Kendall?
I will take a look at the Nashville Predators. I think this is a team that I sort of expect to perform better than they do every season. I don't know if it's just over expectations for me, but Nashville, I don't know if it sounds like to me that they have a culture that really is good for hockey. I think they have a lot of fan support. The city really, really grabs hold of Nashville and supports them extremely well, I think, for a team in a non-traditional market. But, you know, for whatever reason, they've not been able to get over the hump the past couple of years. Just, you know, issues in net with Pekka-Rinne. You know, he's always been solid, but back and forth this year. Injuries have plagued this team as well. But they've got very good players on that team, a lot of skill, very good on defense as well. They obviously got hurt in the last offseason, or I guess two offseasons ago now, when Suter left. But Nashville's got a lot of talent there, and I'd like to see them perform better than they are right now.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. Nashville has kind of established a standard for what, you know, what to expect with all those conference championships and playoff appearances. And I've actually been, like you're saying about the culture, I've been to a couple Bridgestone Arena games. It really is a nice experience. How about you? Who's your disappointment, Taylor?
Actually, I'm going to go with a different team than the rest of you. I'm going with the Dallas Stars. Over the past summer, they were big spenders going out to get Tyler Seguin, making a big blockbuster trade there. And while Tyler Seguin has stood out for this team, no one else has really come together around him. Dallas Stars struggling. Kerry Lehtinen hasn't been on his game in goal. And I think Dallas is just a team that's not going to get it together this season. Even though they're only a few points out of the playoffs, I think their early struggles are going to hurt them.
I actually have Dallas as well. There's a lot of talent on that team. You know, I think they have the best top line, you know, the first top three in the NHL with, like you're saying, Seguin, along with Ben and the surprising rookie, Nishushkin. They've been really solid, but they just can't seem to get wins. There's nothing stable. There's nothing really consistent about the Dallas Stars, and it seems like they're the team that we're picking year after year to take that next step, and the next step hasn't come yet, and will it ever come next, you know? But just we'll kind of move on. We'll keep our groove going here. A quick team that you think will get better. We'll start with you, Taylor.
I'm going with the Minnesota Wild. They're proving it a little bit recently. Zach Parise as well as Mikko Koivu both been injured. Parise just coming back. Once they get Koivu back as well after the Olympic break, the Minnesota Wild are going to get a huge boost offensively, and they're already making a push without him. I think Minnesota.
Eric?
Yeah, for me, I'm going back to my disappointment team, going with Winnipeg. I just think they have too much skill, and Andre Pavlik is a good enough goalie that this team will make a run at the end, and I think they could snag one of those wild card spots in the Western Conference.
Round us out, Kendall.
Let's take another look at Dallas. That's the team I think has to play better than they are right now. Taylor, you mentioned the talent that they have. Seth, you did as well. Their top line, very talented. Kari Lehtinen has not played great in goal, but he's a proven goaltender in this league. I think that he certainly has the capabilities to lead a team up the rankings. And just a couple points out of the playoffs right now, Dallas is still in the middle of everything. And we mentioned the culture in Nashville. Dallas has got a very good culture around them as well, especially in the past couple of years, bringing in Tyler Seguin. Some issues with Seguin up in Boston. I think that's sort of why he got moved out. It was rumored in the playoffs that he had a little bit too much fun in a hotel one night right before a playoff game or after a playoff game. So that was sort of a reason I think they wanted him moved out of town. But for Dallas, a lot of talent there. I think they'll climb up the rankings.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Dallas. My better team is actually Nashville. So, you know, I like the kind of variation we're getting here, just with disappointments and teams that will get better. I actually have Nashville. Renee's healthy, and this is a team that, you know, if they just need to play .500 until Renee gets back. I lied. He's not healthy now. He's still out with his hip infection. But if he gets back and Nashville kind of stays one or two games out, I think that's enough to kind of fuel himself, you know, fuel his team and get there. But the wild card is whether or not Weber's head injury is so serious, because they need Weber if they want to make a push. Before we move on to the Pacific Division, give me a team that will get exposed, starting with you, Taylor.
I might surprise some of you guys here, but I'm going to go with the Chicago Blackhawks. They've only won four of their last 10 games. While they have a lot of offensive power, they can't seem to get it together right now before the Olympic break. And Chicago struggling. While they may appear on paper as the best team in the Western Conference right now, or at least in this division, I know Anaheim's ahead of them, but they can't win close games. They have 14 overtime and shootout losses. Those one-goal games are killer, and once you get to the playoffs, that's not going to help you.
We're just in sync so much. I have Chicago, too, for the exact same reason you said. They cannot win overtime games. And, you know, in the playoffs, those games are losses. Those games aren't, you know, point. You don't get a point for those games. You just lose that game. And that's something that Chicago, if they want to win another Stanley Cup, that's not how you do it. How about you, Eric?
I'm going to go back to the Dallas Stars. And there's just this division is just too hard for this. I think this team just can't keep winning in this division. It's just they don't have that much playoff experience, and I just don't think they can keep winning in such a hard division.
Round us out, Kendall.
I'd like to go with Chicago. This is okay, so this is a division that when I looked at it, I'm not really sure you could pick one team that will fall from grace from the top because it's very competitive. But Chicago has to learn to win close games. That's what you have in the playoffs. You don't have blowouts in the playoffs. There's no easy victories. And when it comes down to the end of the season, that's what it's all about. You got to win those one-goal games. Only 4-2-4 in their last 10. So, again, you know, with those four extra time losses, not very good for Chicago. And again, they do sit at the top of the division, but with when the season plays out, not being able to win close games will be the difference, and Chicago will fall, in my opinion.
Yeah, and this is all before we actually went through that whole conference without mentioning the St. Louis Blues, which is something that's, you know, shouldn't be understated, because they really are the cream of the crop of the Central this, you know, this season. Now we'll just kind of with our back against the brick again, we'll kind of go through this Pacific, which in my opinion is the best, but that's probably just because my Coyotes are in it. But I kind of want to talk about the Pacific. As far as a team that's impressed, I think this one is very easy, and I'm sure if I, before I even hand it over to you guys, is it unanimous that it is Anaheim? Does anyone have something that isn't Anaheim?
No, I don't think so. It's got to be Anaheim.
Not. Yeah, Anaheim is playing a different game than everyone else this season. There's deep, four deep scoring. They're, all four of their lines score. All four of their lines play defense. You know, their defense is solid. They're in a league of their own. Hiller's playing probably, you know, he's one of the top five goalies in the league, you know, especially with that 12-game winning streak, what was it, but, you know, as little as a week ago. Yeah, I think that it's an impressive team. It is Anaheim. So I guess we'll go to the disappointments then. We'll start with you, Taylor. Who's the team that's disappointed you this season in the Pacific?
My team's the Edmonton Oilers, and year after year, I always think this Oilers team is finally going to click and make that rise like we saw with Colorado. They have so much young talent, a lot of number one draft picks on that roster, and every year they can't seem to get it together. They can't put the puck in the back of the net. They can't keep it out of their own net. Ben Scrivens at least seems to be a little shimmer of light for him if he can keep up that strong play. But the Edmonton Oilers, once again, struggling.
Yeah, Scrivens definitely with a 59 save shutout. That doesn't just happen. You got to be good. So how about you?
Yeah, that's the same with me. They have all these number one picks, Taylor Hall, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, and Nio Yakupov, and they just can't win. I've been expecting this team to make a push like Pittsburgh did when they got Crosby and Malkin and Fleury, but they just haven't been able to do it. So they're just really just a disappointment this year.
Kendall?
For me, it's Edmonton, and you're not going to get another answer from me. This is a team that took Carolina Game 7 in the 2006 Stanley Cup Finals, and since, what have they done? Absolutely nothing. This is the team, and like Taylor said, every year I look at their draft picks, their history, the young talent. Even in the American Hockey League, their affiliate, the Oklahoma City Bears, has been absolutely dominant. So I keep imagining this team is eventually going to get so good that the league's not going to be able to handle them. So much young talent, it's like, okay, at one point Edmonton has to rise up and just dominate everyone in the West, and they're nowhere close. Nothing's going right now in Edmonton. It's sad to see with a lot of great hockey history there in Edmonton, Alberta, but for me, it's definitely the Oilers here.
I was tempted to take the Coyotes just because, you know, when they're hot, and they like they showed a couple seasons ago, they're a top three team in the West, but they're not there, but I actually have Edmonton written down as well. You know, there is too much young talent. Something's got to give eventually. You know, whether or not it be they just fall from obscurity and people start exposing them, I don't know. But either way, I have Edmonton too. So with that being said, what's a team that you think will get better? How about you, Taylor?
I actually have no team right now. This entire division has been struggling lately. San Jose is the only team with even a good last 10 games, so I would, if you force me to give an answer, I'd give you San Jose, but right now I don't see any of these teams really pulling ahead of the pack from where they already are at, and probably going to play a lot of 500 hockey until they play games against each other.
Yeah, San Jose, there's a lot going forward for them, you know, signing Thornton and Marleau to extensions, as well as their win last night, which was against a playoff contender. That's a big deal. How about you, Eric?
For me, this was a tough one because, like Taylor mentioned, none of these teams are playing good hockey. But I think the Los Angeles Kings can make a run. They won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago. They're only 2-7-1 over their last 10 games. But I think if Jonathan Quick can play like he did the last 2 years, heading into the playoffs and in the playoffs, I think he could carry this team into maybe getting one of the higher seeds, maybe catching San Jose in the division, and maybe getting one of the top four seeds in the West.
Kendall?
I'm going to go with another Alberta team. This time it's the Calgary Flames. Not a team I expect to make the playoffs, but a team that has won five in a row, hot as of late. So obviously
the
got a lot of good things
hot.
Going. Yeah, absolutely. 6-3-1 in their last 10. So, you know, this is a team that is always very interesting. They seem to make little subtle moves throughout the season. Sometime in the off season, they'll pick a couple of guys up and look to sort of add pieces. But I don't know if something's going wrong just in Alberta general, but those two teams sitting at the bottom of the Pacific along with the Oilers. But for me, I think Calgary will get a little better. Nowhere near the playoffs, though.
Canada still loves hockey, and fans still show up to fill the stands, but it would be nice to see a Canadian team at least compete. My team that will get better, it's a homer pick. I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't resist. Team that needs to get better, not sure if they will get better, is the Phoenix Coyotes. You know, they're a team that they've got all the pieces. You know, you look at that roster, it has enough on it to make a late season push, but, you know, again, it doesn't help if you can't keep pucks out of the net and don't put some in the net yourself. But, you know, if Mike Smith can play like he did two seasons ago, this is a team that is scary good. And the Penguins already got the blunt end of it last night, and if the Coyotes can make performances like that more regular, they will get better. With our back against the break here, before we get talking about the Olympics, let's give me a team that in the Pacific will be exposed. So we'll start with you, Eric.
I think it's going to be the Anaheim Ducks. They just can't keep doing this all season. They only lost their 12th game in regulation last night, and that's just ridiculous. So I think they'll fall off, maybe get caught by San Jose or Chicago in the West.
Kendall?
For me, I'm going to go with Vancouver. The culture there has not been the same, you know, since Tortorella got there. We saw the nasty brawl a couple of weeks ago that happened, and was really Tortorella's been involved in that kind of stuff before, but this is not what you want being on the ESPN highlight reel if you're Vancouver. Again, a team that was competing for the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago. We remember the riots and everything that happened there. So Vancouver for me has got to be that team that for some reason they can't get over the hump. We'll see what happens to them this year, but not a lot of good things to point to in Vancouver.
Round us out, Taylor.
I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Kings. This team, I think, is starting to struggle a lot on the road, and we really don't know what team's going to show up when they play a road game. And this LA team, the inconsistency, on the road is just not going to cut it if you want to make a push.
Yeah, I like this. We have more variation here. My team that'll fall off is Los Angeles, and I have no other reason than just because I hate them. On the other side of the break, we'll talk Olympic hockey. We'll start going group by group, and again, Winter Olympics, guys. This is an exciting time. You're listening to the Winter Skate here on 90.7 The Capstone.